email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Yeah, we're looking for two people to take part in our quiz of today after 4 o'clock. Two people and a chance to win that weekend away in Carton House down near Maynooth in County Kildare. And our qualifying question today, in which Irish county would you find the town of Sallins? In which Irish county would you find the town of Sallins? 1850 715 900. That's 1850 715 900. Now, there were mixed feelings this week as we gear up for the grand final of the Eurovision Song Contest. Tomorrow night, it would have been great if we were looking forward to Irish participation. But on Tuesday, in semi-final one, Ireland was represented by Leslie Roy with Song Maps. And sadly, we didn't make it through in the end. I'm joined now from Rotterdam by Leslie. How are you doing, Leslie?
I'm doing okay, Ray. I'm doing okay. We're getting through, you know.
Yeah, it was
disappointing the other night. To not go through to the final, but the amount of positive feedback, and you know, I haven't even gotten through half of the messages yet. So I think it's sad, it's upsetting, it's not the result we wanted, but I think we did a fantastic job in doing something different and trying something different for Ireland.
Yeah, how have you been over the last couple of days?
Yeah, it's a bit of a, it's like up and down, you know,
yeah.
And moments of, you know, being very sad. I've been working on, you know, this project for almost 2 years in a way, so I kind of feel like a bit of a shock that I'm just now, it's kind of come to a very abrupt end, but, you know, waves, it's so many people loved it, and, you know, it was a, we did try and do something different, so with that can come a little bit of a risk, you know, too.
Yeah, yeah. Your wife Lauren is there with you, so you have support around you.
Oh yeah, God, yeah. No, and I mean, it's not like we went out there and you know, tried to.
I know, but it's
it's
disappointing. And I know, in the scheme of things, you know, it's just a competition. But as you say, you've put an awful lot of yourself into it over the last couple of years, so it's very disappointing. Just on the positives, was it great to be out in front of a live audience for the first time in a long time?
It was. I mean, that was crazy in seeing it, because we'd done the rehearsals, you know, with nobody in the stadium for the first few days, and then to see all those faces by the end of the song was just, it was so nice. The vibe was great from the audience.
Yeah, yeah. I was saying that I think that's why it's particularly special this year, because we've all been starved of live audiences. We've been watching telly with people, you know, talking on Zoom and no live audience and canned applause and canned laughter. So it was great to see an actual audience there with flags, etc., etc. So that must have been a buzz. That must have been a buzz.
It was really nice to connect with everyone, seeing the Irish flag and the audience. And yeah, it was. And I mean, I think for the EBU and the Eurovision to pull off this,
yes,
just happening in it of itself, with all the testing and the strict rules that all of the delegations, what we were under and like what we had to go through for the past 2 weeks to get on the stage, was just unbelievable. So the fact that we got to do it was huge.
Okay. Now, the performance, let's take it apart a little bit if you don't mind. And what has happened over the last number of years is that the staging of the song is nearly as important as the song. I think everybody agrees that, don't they?
I think so, yeah. Broken that down, and I think, you know, people have been very adamant in Ireland and other countries that they wanted to see something different, and that was the feedback I've heard all year. So, you know, I found an amazing creative director who has won it before, and we built something that was very different and original, and with that, like I said, you're very vulnerable to all sorts of subjective opinions after that, you know?
And different from what? What did you think was the thing that people wanted something different from?
The staging, you know. Yeah. I don't believe if I had have stood there and not moved, or just stood there and sung a ballad with a guitar, I still think the Irish people would have wanted more. So, you know,
okay,
we tried to do something that was different than that.
Because a lot of people have said since Tuesday night that when you actually came out from behind the props, that's when you shone.
Yeah, we know, I think that was built into it, is that we wanted to have a big revealing moment and that to feel special, to leave that kind of little world that I journeyed through. But look, it genuinely, like in hindsight, I'm still glad that we did try and do something different.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, maybe it wasn't exactly Eurovision-y enough, but I think people will be trying to, you know, do prospective performances in the coming years after seeing what we were trying to do.
I was saying, and this is just me thinking, that over the last number of years that the CGI and the green screen and all that has gone as far as it can go. And I was thinking that that's what she decided to do, go back to basics, that it was sort of old school animation. That's the way it used to be done before computers existed.
Exactly.
Was that the thinking? That was the thinking.
The thinking was, I think we had a whole year, like you said, on Zoom calls and on our phones and online. And, you know, I have kind of gotten to a place where I didn't want to do the full mad explosion pyro lights on the stage for the night. I wanted to try and do something that was really built for television and for people at home. You know, when we built this, we didn't think there was going to be anybody in the audience either. Uh-huh. So it was really, really geared towards television, and I wanted it to have a bit more texture and something that almost felt tangible for people to kind of grab onto sitting, you know, on the couches. And move away from the lights.
So it was all moving parts then?
It was, yeah. They were all parts that were hand moved, yeah.
Right, okay. And it involved a lot, it demanded a lot of you, I think, to know when to press something or hit something or hit a mark and be at a certain place at a certain time, did it?
Markers, but again, I mean, if you look at any of the other girls' choreography, it's not much different than moving from XYZ in a dance routine.
Yeah. So Fredrik Reidman is the man you were talking about, and he did Norway's winning entry a number of years ago.
Sweden.
Yep. And people would remember that the guy sat down on a bench, and then there was a stick man beside him, which was computer generated, and then he flew off with his balloon, and it was a lovely, cute. A lovely use of the technology, not overused. He knows what he's doing.
100%.
And was that your choice or RTE's choice, or who chose him?
That's a group choice. You know, yeah. I went and I sent the song to Frederick, and he loved it. And I went back to RTE, and we all came up with this staging together, you know, over many, many Zoom calls. Yeah. The three of us sat down, Frederick and Michael and I, and we really tried to do something creative and different.
Yeah. I played the song in its entirety there on Wednesday, and it struck me again, not that I needed to be struck, but that it's a really good song. The song's really good, and you're a really good singer. You know, so all those elements were there. There was no debate about that. And then I was watching at home with my wife Jenny and the two kids, and it was supposed to come to Ireland, and then there was a stop or something, and the presenter looked a little bit frazzled. So what was going on when we were watching that? What was going on in your world?
Yeah, I mean, that's the kind of more confusing and upsetting part, but it's not the blame of why we didn't get into the final, but it is confusing that I was standing on the stage and their camera broke, and that, you know, we'd run that rehearsal for the past 2 weeks and there was no issues. You know, our props didn't break, nothing that we brought broke. And there was people running on the stage, and I had no idea what was happening. Nobody told me. And then the track started, and I just had to go into it. So I didn't know if actually anything was going to work or what was going to happen throughout the song.
Okay.
So that is what happened on the technical side of it, but it wasn't on our technical side, if that makes sense.
That's not good. You know, even your description of it there has increased my heart rate, so I can't. No, honestly, now I'm not messing with you here. So I can only imagine what happened to you.
Well, live television, though, there you have to kind of factor in technical or human error, and it just so happened for our performance, you know. And again, there's no blame on the EBU.
No,
it did happen, so it's just kind of to take it forward next year, and hopefully that doesn't happen to Ireland, you know, in the Eurovision next year.
So you were standing there, and nobody was communicating to you. All you could see was people running here, there, and everywhere with wires and cameras and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then, without a cue to you, the music started.
Yeah, then, you know, they gave a
thumbs back in track.
The track started. But, you know, that wasn't how we rehearsed it or how any other country rehearsed their performance. But, look, again, live TV.
I know, but you're on the back foot then, you know. And, you're not going to tell me, unless you're superhuman, that your heart rate didn't increase when all that was going on.
I mean, I don't know. We'd run it so many times that once you hear those strings, ready to go. But, you know, I still think, with that being said, it was a great performance.
Yeah.
And I literally did everything I possibly could do for this entry.
Yeah. And you would do it the same again, given the opportunity?
Given the opportunity, yeah, I mean, I think I'd look at how artistic I'd take it. but I think it's, I'm definitely, I've no bother handing over the hat now for someone else next year.
Okay, and what advice would you give them?
Do your best. I mean, advice to anybody, do your best, put your heart and soul into it. Mm. And, you know, I tried to be as honest too, and that's what came out from my staging, and people got it and some people didn't get it.
Did you watch last night's semi-final?
Yeah, we had it on, yeah.
Yeah. I thought you would have come through out of that. I know that's ifs and buts and all that sort of thing. And you must, as a singer and a songwriter, look at some of those acts and go, ah, come on.
I mean, but again, that's the Eurovision, you know, and I think we've been watching it go like this for the past 10, 12 years, and some of the finals are harder than others. And, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, like I've described them, maybe it's not fair, like three bad, or even four bad Beyoncés got through, you know.
But those are your words now, not mine.
But no, and I'm wondering as well, because I know there was a new rule this year where you could include backing vocals on the backing track. That seems to have changed things as well, or am I imagining things?
I mean, I think it was good that they included that because, again, they didn't know who could fly how many people could be there. So you could include some harmonies on the backing track and have live vocals as well. So yeah. I guess we'll see on the final how many different vocals is on the winning performance. But I think it was good that they did try and do that.
Because there was one guy last night and his microphone was down near the floor and I could still hear him.
right, because of the backing vocals. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. Because I suppose, what's the definition of backing vocals? When they do become lead vocals and blah, 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 you know? So you know that you featured on Liveline quite a lot. Did you hear any of that?
Oh, yeah, I didn't catch the show.
You didn't catch the show, yeah. I think you understand this because you're a fan of the Eurovision and you know Ireland, in that it's one of those things that everybody has an opinion on and they get very emotional about, but then they forget about it 2 days later. And that's the thing about the Eurovision. Unfortunately, that's not the case for you. So what's next for you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've been writing songs for years for myself, for other artists, and I've got a bunch of projects now, I think, that'll be propping up, and from some of the messages I read online, a few offers all over the place for different things when shows can, you know, open up again to perform, and I can't wait to get home to Ireland and actually, you know, perform in an open concert to the fans that loved Maps and loved Story My Life, so I'm looking forward to that.
And are you relocating from New York to Dublin?
I mean, I think we have, you know, Lauren and I, we have our place in New York and we've loved being back there too. So I think we'll always go back and forth.
Okay, right. Like the song a lot, who is Leslie's winner for tomorrow?
Oh, my winner for tomorrow. I think Switzerland is fantastic and he also has a gorgeous artsy vibe.
Yes.
He's brilliant. He's definitely my top. And I love James Newman. He's become like a friend of mine online too.
The UK entry. UK. Yes,
yeah. Exactly.
I have neither of those on the cart wall here.
What do you have, France?
I have France there, yeah. France, yeah. There you go. Quintessentially French, and for that reason probably won't win, I'd imagine.
She's pretty up there. I think Italy's fairly up there too. I watched their performance in the rehearsals and they were great. Now, I will say I did beat them in ping pong, so that's something for us to be proud about.
You beat these guys in ping pong?
I bet Italy in ping pong, so we have that.
Yeah, so it'll be them and up against Finland for the headbanging prize. And I love Iceland, you know, and it's so close to Ireland as well. Just change the R for a C or a C for an R. And will they get to perform now, or are they still in isolation?
Yeah, I think so. They played their rehearsal last night. So hopefully, I think if they run another round of tests, which they do every 48 hours, we'll see if they get to perform. Okay. I hope they do. You know, I feel bad for the people, myself in this category too, who had to go through last year. So I do hope they get to perform tomorrow night.
And just on that rehearsal thing, you mentioned that you'd done rehearsals. So all the rehearsals were recorded. So, for example, if you had got COVID, they would have played out your rehearsal.
Exactly, yeah, right. They would have played one of the last rehearsals, yeah.
And how would you have felt about that? Because there wouldn't have been the mess up around the camera and all that.
Well, like I said, the mess up around the camera didn't cause us not to get through to the final. But if they played the rehearsal, they would. I think every artist had the worry of that happening. So we knew going into this that there could have been more of that than it's what has happened.
So you did it as a performance as opposed to a rehearsal.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
We've got Switzerland. So this is your tip to win tomorrow night. It's on RTE, starts at 8 o'clock. It's a pity we won't be cheering on Leslie Roy with Maps. But anyway, you'll come into us and perform for us when you're home.
100%.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this is Switzerland. Thanks, Leslie. Thank you.
Thanks,
mind yourself.
Cheers.
See you. Bye. Bye. Bye.